Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. I'm so excited to connect with you today again. And today it is all about this. It is all about connecting to our third chakra, our solar plexus, our Ra chakra, our inner center of power, the way we show up in the world, how much we believe in ourselves. So it is all about that as we connect to our future self. And here, of course, we connect to a future version of the self that is more empowered, more courageous, healthier, more kind, more gentle, more compassionate, more loving. It's like an upgraded version of who we are. Of course, we all know very well that it is important to be at peace with who we are now, to be non-judgmental, because we always try our best. So even if we are not the best human, the perfect human, we can find compassion for our human as we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal, observing our human, evolving in this world, sometimes graciously, sometimes not so graciously, and we observe our human with so much love and compassion. When we can do that, we reside in the unified field of love. And it is only a matter of time until we practice this over and over and over again. It is only a matter of time until we witness our reality shifting fast. I know, because this is what I experience. This is what I teach. This is what I have shared over and over again over the last few years. So all my students from past programs, as well as the students that have already enrolled for Iria School of Channeling, thank you. So many of you here are actually my students for Iria School of Channeling, which is opening its doors in October. It's a one-year certification program to become an extraordinary channel of light. And you know very well that if you have signed up for that, you will quantum jump realities one after the other very fast, because we work closely through so many live sessions. We have like on average 3 live sessions of 2 to 3 hours monthly, plus a retreat in Bali where we're going to spend time together and so many more things. So you know that you are going to meet future version of yourselves one after the other. And it is mesmerizing to go through processes like that. And now it is possible more than ever. We live in amazing times, guys. We live in during the Great Awakening. So we have the planet Earth and its human resonance increasing. We have photon light, solar flares, galactic portals, so many star races, so many ascended masters helping us increase our frequency, change our reality, work with the collective to be of service, to find our purpose and unapologetically claim our power as creator, creators of our reality. It's exciting. So today's day is going to be very activating for that power, because I never believe that anyone is weak, anyone is a victim, and anyone, like no one, has the ability to be a brighter version of themselves. No, this is a God gift. We are here to experience that. So I'm here to shake you up and to shake all of my students, all my future students, all my past students. I'm here to continuously shake people up so they can wake up to the truth of their divinity. I'm here to mirror your own light. I'm not here to tell you what to do, because you are a master creator of your reality. You are grown up. You're very intelligent, very capable. But I'm here to tell you, do it. Continue believing in yourself. continue doing the inner work, invest time, invest energy, invest money in yourself. It is always paying off, even not straight away. You might not perceive results straight away after this challenge. You might not perceive results in 1 week, in 1 month. Same with other programs that you might have signed up for. It doesn't matter. Believe that it is happening. Believe that the tools that you have received are more tools in your amazing quantum toolbox of spiritual tricks, and that the more you use them, the more you will find and perceive results. Because it takes time. Yeah, miracles happen, but chances are, how old are you? How old are you? If you're 20, if you're 30, if you're 60, you have repeated the same patterns until this day. Maybe you have already done some work on yourself, but still, the patterns are still there. So please don't believe that you're going to change that in 1 week after just, you know, doing a few things. It takes years of refinement. But now, with everything that's happening on planet Earth, these years are shortened because we receive so much help in the quantum, in the non-physical. And because what me and my high council share about very high frequency, and it's also new body of work. So my school of channeling Iriya, the same as the Golden Phoenix trilogy, no one share about this. No one share things like that because it comes from my unique channel, my unique high council of light, the unique frequency of God that we co-create with. Other people talk about similar things, but we go very, very deep. We can see the big picture, like through eagle eye, even like galactic eye, and we can also dissect, find the technical practicalities. Today, we're going to work on activating the solar plexus as we connect to our future self. Why the solar plexus specifically? I am a big fan of working with the chakra system, by the way. So there are many different techniques out there. I'm not going to teach you how to do it here, but the chakra system are literally the keys to anchoring higher vibrational points. Okay, if the chakra systems are all over the chakra system is all over the place, if we have blockages anywhere, the energy simply cannot flow effortlessly. So just go for Reiki sessions, do your own healing, work with crystal, pendulum, meditation, chanting. There's like, you Google chakra system regulation or like heal my chakra, you got it all there, okay? I'm going to go very deep in that in Iriya School of Channeling. So my students here will have like fascinating information because each chakra is a quantum technology in itself. So we'll spend a long time studying the chakra system. It's absolutely fascinating because we can travel through them. They are portal, multidimensional portal. So here, today, we co-create with the solar plexus because it is a multidimensional portal that can take us into connecting with a more powerful version of who we are. The version of ourselves that has let go of resistances, let go of density, activated greater level of heart and soul connection. The heart chakra is the portal to our soul. It is really the soul speaks through the heart chakra. So when the heart is really beautifully opened and cleared and activated, this is the fourth chakra that activates the connection between the upper chakra system and the lower chakra system. It is important to work on all of them because if the lower chakras are blocked, it is very challenging to manifest abundance, to manifest sexual happy life, to manifest a partner, to manifest what we want, because the lower chakra systems are the ones that anchor us on planet Earth, okay? They are the ones that bring us down. So if you are always out there, you know, airy fairy, trying to connect just with our, you know, like galactic team because we are star seed or whatever, because we want to transcend, because we want to escape this reality, we won't be able to manifest in quantum jump, okay? We need to claim this life as a juicy, ecstatic, pleasurable life to enjoy materiality. And yes, unapologetically saying it. Enjoy materiality. Look at the beautiful things we create. I love my artwork, also on my arms, my tattoo. I love my plants. I love my beautiful computer. You know, I love beautiful things. I love clothes. I love being able to change my hair color. Unapologetically claim joy, appreciation of life, your body can do this, can do that, can do this, can put the music and dance and shake my booty. I can roll to the floor, I can dance naked under the moon if I want to, preferably not in the city. I'll be sharing this with you because the solar plexus is a sun. The sun brings warmth, the sun heats. Who doesn't like feeling the touch of the sun on their face, on their body? When we can feel and perceive the sun shining on our body, we can connect with Ra, the god Ra, as well. And we can ask that all of this energy penetrates each and every one of ourselves to activate our light body, our ka body, our etheric body, pranic body, depending on how we want to call it. So when we go about quantum jumping into a new reality of letting go and grow, if we are continuously in a state of shadows ourselves, it's going to be really hard to actually step into that new reality. And what are these shadows? I'm not good enough. I'm too wounded. I'm too angry. I'm too frustrated. I'm a victim of this and that syndrome. You don't understand. I've tried everything. Everything is against me. That are our shadows. We have talked about that in day one as well as day two. I'm not here to judge human here doing the same things, you know, in certain areas over and over again. It's like, for goodness sake, shake the human. So for me, giving transmissions like this, I also shake my human, because what I share with you, it is what I am embodying every day, witnessing my reality change. And in many areas of my life, I have really witnessed massive upgrades. Some areas of my life are slower to pick up the momentum. Why is that? For so many reasons, that the iceberg is bigger. I pay less attention to this area. I have paid a lot of attention to being a good mom, creating a business, creating a golden age spiritual ministry, being there for my students, being there for my body. I have spent less time activating divine union. So you see, like, where you place your energy, you grow. So we are sharing this with you because you need to accept that you are the freaking sun yourself. So stop beating yourself down, for goodness sake. Shake your human up every now and then, and often, actually. Now, every time there is an aspect of you that is not the sun, that is the shadow, look at it. Look at it, bring your angelic wings around it, say, you can express freely, honestly with me. Let's go deep. Why do you feel that you're not the sun in that area? Why do you feel down this way? So you do the work, as we have already talked about. But then you're like, okay, now human, I will keep on reminding you that you are the freaking sun, that you are the light of God, that you are an angel, that you are powerful beyond measure, that you are invincible, eternal, and infinite. Your work is to wake up to that reality. So many people say, I had my awakening. You know to me what true awakening is? It is that. Nothing else. Awakening to the fact that we are being controlled, that aliens exist. These are not really awakening. It is just having our consciousness expanded. Yes, it's certainly awakening, but to me, the real awakening, the one that is deeply life-changing, is awakening to the truth of our own divinity, that we are the sun, the angel, the infinite, experiencing this life. And we realized that we can literally feel. I know because I have felt that and I still feel that, especially as I share this world, the heart opens up so much that it pulverizes all limitations. After delivering transmission like this, as I walk down the street, I am a completely different person than I was before. So every time I facilitate something, I personally jump in a quantum reality. So it is often, especially as I know, you know, facilitate weekly on my YouTube channel, live on Sundays for Quantum Wave. Join, it's amazing. You know, you can receive teachings for free, you know, in the comfort of your home or watch the replay weekly on YouTube to get a dose of the body of work that we share, fractal dynamics. So every time there is this explosion of truth flowing through me. So for a day, for 2 days, or for a week at times, all the limitations that were present before, they are simply no longer there. It's fascinating. And depending on the dynamics of life, on how much the universe plays with me, sending me this challenge, sending me this dense experience, sending me this problem, depending on how many of them I receive and how much I realign myself walking through them, I live in perpetual joy. And sometimes I wake up or like during the day, I feel grumpy, I feel lost, I feel sad, I feel angry, but I catch myself. I catch myself. It's like, do we really need to go this on this subject, go deep on this subject? No, we don't need to go deep on this subject. Let's up. Little kick in the butt, dear Sandrine, continue being the sun, okay? But if we need to go deep, let's create space for that. I'm going to create space tonight or tomorrow. I never leave it for long. I don't linger. Why would I linger? I am the most important person in my life. So if I know that there is something that needs addressing in my life, I will not wait until I address it. Because it is literally lingering in the shadows, saying to my unconscious mind, yeah, keep on leading my life so I stay a puppet to my shadows. No, I do not want that. I'm here to bring everything into the light. So I create space in the evening, can write it down, or in the morning, but I never leave it for too long. I go deep always. So imagine if you can invest in yourself to that level. Your life will change. That is law. That is the law. You know, the law of attraction, the law of reciprocity, quantum resonance. Okay? So we share this with you because you need a good shake-up, my team says. And it is with love and light because, of course, we share all of this, but we also know very well that we all have different situations. Some of us go through things that are happening right now. It's just like not easy. And it's not one area of life sometimes. Sometimes it's like everything at once. I know, I've been there. It sucks. I don't say it's easy. I don't say it doesn't suck. I don't say it's unpleasant. I don't say it's not real, of course, you know. All of these things are there. But you can handle it. And not only handle it, just barely handle it. You can freaking master it. You can master the game of your own life. That's the purpose of empowerment of the session today. Okay? You've got this. You've got this. After sharing this with you, we feel that it's not so much theory that we want you to experience today, rather than really feeling and understanding how to actually co-create with your future self. When we work with our future self, it is very important to realize that the version that we connect with is actually a version that is already existing in a parallel life. So we can enter the imagination game that we practice in the quantum as this is real. I connect with a real me that is already existing. So as such, there is no past or future. There is only the present. Everything is always happening at once. We only share this because it's easier for our brain to understand. But because there is no such thing as past and future, the future version of ourselves coexists with us in this moment. So it is very easy to connect with it because it is already there. And we do that through emotions, through sensation, through this feeling of being turned on. So the way I always teach work with future self is a way that bypasses the limitations of the mind. And for me personally, as I have played with this for years now, I connect to a version of me that I place in 3 years' time. Why 3 years? 3 years, because in 3 years, we can change our life completely. It is possible for the mind to say, yeah, like I could change my relationship to money, I could receive a lot of money, I could, you know, activate a new business, I could meet someone and be married and have kids in 3 years' time. That's possible. So there are not so many resistances. I don't go into over 3 years because then we connect to a version of self, let's say in 10 years, it's like, oh, can't be bothered. You know, it feels so long, you know, I want it now. 3 years is exciting because it's like time passes so quickly. You know, we can get there. If it's shorter than that, the mind will start having lots of objections. Not possible in 3 years. No, it can't happen in 3 years, blah, blah, blah. So this is just a hack for you. Create with a version of yourself in 3 years' time, knowing that when you connect with it, this version is also happening in the now. So therefore, when you work on co-creating, basically you chat with that version of yourself. So you can ask this version of yourself how she does this, how he does that, how he's gotten there, how she's gotten there. So you can receive information consciously. But mostly what I really want you to feel and perceive is the energy of the person that you connect with. That future you of you will most likely feel more free, more opened, more joyful, more relaxed, more compassionate, more forgiving, more courageous, more abundant, more free. That version of you will embody these codes more profoundly already. So when you connect that, perceive how this person, this version of you is moving. You know, the fluidity of the body, the clothes that you are wearing, the hair, the makeup, the way he or she carries herself or himself in public. How do you carry yourself in public? What do you do in your everyday life? What is the type of food that you eat? What do you do to exercise? Where do you live? What kind of friends do you have? What's your relationship with your family? So I know you are not that already. You might not have the amount of money that you will have in 3 years. You might not have the divine union. You might not have the physical body. But there are things that you can do. The way you carry yourself in public, this is where you're going to push yourself. So it's very important to always perceive where to push and where to let go, where not to push. Where to push is in these places where your human is going to go like, oh, no, I could not possibly walk like that. Who am I to walk like that, you know? Like that, you know, when, I don't know if it has happened to you there, type yes in the comments. You are at a party or at the restaurant or in a bar, and you're there maybe with your partner, with your husband, your wife, with your friends. And then that girl walks in the freaking bar. And it's that everybody stops and look at that girl and is like, goodness, she's a freaking goddess. You might see people like that online if you haven't experienced that. But we are gobsmacked by the confidence of that person. And it's just not the confidence. It's this aura that the person radiates. Like, that person is simply radiating like, I know that I am the sun. I am unapologetic about it. that you can practice walking like that, carrying yourself like that. It's simply practice. So dress up like the sun. Do your hair like the sun. We don't need much money, you know, to do our hair, to, you know, revamp our wardrobe. Just a new outfit will do. A new handbag, new nails, whatever. Do something where you will be embodied as future version of you now. Talk to the people as that future version of you. Is that future version of you really patient, really kind, really compassionate, where now you are more into this kind of like grittiness, you're a bit hard, you can get, you know, aggravated easily. Practice calmness, composure, contentment, detachment. Okay? Okay, let's do this. I would love to invite you to close your eyes. Bring your hands onto your heart center. Breathe from the heart, feeling your hands on your heart. And as you breathe from the heart, perceive the heart center expanding. And feel yourself completely bathed into your own energy. The energy that your heart, the portal of the soul, radiates so easily. Take a moment to really perceive this loving energy that you radiate. You know, you emit that energy all the time. If you know it or not, this energy is the energy that you send from your heart that other people can feel. So connect clearly to your heart's energy now. Then from this place, start perceiving all the chakras below the heart and the chakras above the heart. And all of them are connected to your pillar of light, your column of ascension. And this beautiful column of light is connecting you to the earth. And above, it is connecting you to your own over soul network, your higher self. And beyond time and space reality, it is connecting you to the source of all life, God, the universe, Sophia. Breathe in your own energy. And then connect to the chakras just below the heart, your solar plexus. At the bottom of your sternum, Manipura chakra, ra 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 ra, your sun. Feel your sun from within, your internal vibrant sun. And ask for your sun to shine brighter. Say to your sun, I love the solar energy that you emit. I love to feel you. I love to feel my own energy. And I want you to amplify this energy, my Ra chakra, Manipura chakra. And feel this gigantic ball of light getting bigger within you, radiating all around you. And as you feel this energy, feel it more in each and every one of your cells, like all your cells are bathed into your own solar light. You are illuminating everything. everything comes to life within you. Nothing can hide under such a vibrant light. Feel this light radiating all the way to your toes, your hands, and the crown of the head. Feel that light radiating in your back, your hips and pelvis, and back of the legs, back of the neck, back of the head. The whole of the back is shining this beautiful solar energy. The whole of your front body become that light. Breathing from this chakra, ask and request to connect with the brightest version of you living in 3 years' time that is available to you now. I clearly want to be connected with this version of myself in 3 years' time. Very bright, powerful version of myself. And you see this path in front of you is a path of golden light. And far away in the distance, this version of you is starting to walk on that path. It is walking towards you. Observe already the way the future you walks. Maybe you're not walking, maybe you are dancing or running or shaking. Observe the way you move, the ease in your body. And the more this version of you approaches, the easier it gets for you to feel what she, what he feels right now. Feel the way you move in your body now. Ask that these sensations be copy-pasted within you so it is easy for you to replicate this ease, this grace as you walk, as you dance, as you move. And as this version of you is coming and standing in front of you now, take a moment to greet each other. As you greet each other, perceive that your hearts are connecting. This version of you loves you so much. You can really see that. This version of you has so much respect, love, compassion for you, because once upon a time, she was you. So she does not judge you. She does not reject you. She has no shame about you. She doesn't feel guilty about anything at all. She is just love and gratitude. She appreciates you so much because she would not exist if you hadn't been there now. Here, doing what you're doing, being who you are now. Allow yourself to receive that unconditional love and feel how it feels to be loved so much. And feel it even more, as they say it is very healing to receive one's own love. In this way. Now take a moment to notice the body that you have, how you do your hair, your nails, your makeup. What are you wearing? What shoes do you wear too, they say? Take a moment to connect with this future you by asking questions. Ask any questions that you might have. Now is a great time to receive your own wisdom. Ask a few more questions. These questions can also relate to how do you do to feel so free, so abundant? What's your trick? How do you do to feel so joyful and happy? How have you done to heal this, to release this that I am still carrying and that I witness that you are free from? Help me release this, for I know I can, because I can see that you have let go of this toxic attachment. Show me, help me feel how I can let go, how I can grow. You know that you will have the opportunity, the possibility to connect with this version of you again as often as you'd like. It is easy, isn't it? So for now, let's continue. We would love to invite you to stand in front of each other and eye gaze. Eye gaze while connecting from heart to heart. And also feeling all your chakra system connecting to one another. So the chakra systems that this version of you has embodied, activated, is now being copy-pasted to you. This information, these upgrades are being transmitted to you. So in a way, this is your own activation. It is a cosmic surgery. So allow yourself to feel your chakra system being upgraded now. And if there are any resistances that come up, you can simply say, yes, I accept and I receive this upgrade. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, I accept and I receive this upgrade. Breathe into this. Perceive deep from within each and every one of yourselves vibrating at a new level, higher frequency. Feel the space being created within you as some outdated programs, outdated attachments and templates are simply being dissolved. Your future self is looking at you in the eyes, connecting you deeply with herself. And she's saying to you, you are the sun. You are worthy. You are loved. And you are loving. You are powerful beyond measure. You are so, so courageous. I am so proud of you. You're freaking amazing. Look at you. You're just so absolutely perfect. I invite you to step into our shared reality by letting go of anything that makes you believe that you are not me, that I am not you. I am you. I am here. You can see me. You can feel me. You can hear me. I am you and you are me. So step up. Shine. Go after your dreams and your desires unapologetically. For you are the one that can claim them and bring them to life. I am here and it is done. It is done. It is done. And with this, you feel this version of you and yourself hugging. Hug. And this hug is so delicious and amazing that you feel this version of you merging with you now. You become one and you feel this movement of energy rushing through your veins as you become one. And then breathe, take some deep breath, feeling what you feel now. Observe your emotions, observe the physical sensations in your body. Be very present to that. And then when you are ready, you can open your eyes to your new reality. I would love to know, how did it go for you? Was there anything special about your future self that you really noticed? Share in the comments. Anchor this down. Share with me, share with everyone to ground this reality. What is the thing that struck you the most about your future self, which is you now? As we are coming to an end, I would love to invite you to really go over video one, video two, video three again and take notes and create these different steps. Revisit the sessions, write down different steps, how to work, quantum leaping in new reality, letting go of the old, growing into your new reality, upgraded version of self. Keep a journal. It's very, very good because the more you journal, the more you can extract information. Keep doing the work and it is just law that things are going to change, okay? Because your vibrational point is going to increase, your vibration attracts your reality, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you everyone here on the replay. I send you my love. Take care and see you then. Bye.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.